It's time for the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCasland. Dr. McCasland is a board-certified physician who loves growing roses and helping gardeners maintain a healthy lifestyle. With each segment, you'll learn about a topic relevant to gardeners, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
On this broadcast of the Rose Garden Checkup, Dr. Barry McCasland discusses the importance of chemical safety. You'll hear about the commonly used chemicals in the rose garden and some of the pitfalls of their use. Stay with us.
Many of us spray our roses with various chemicals on a regular basis to prevent fungus, insect damage, and spider mite infestation. Diligently, we don protective gear, don't we? Including disposable coveralls, gloves, masks, and eye protection because of the dangerous nature of these chemicals. But have you ever wondered why these poisons are, well, poisonous? The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, classifies the agents we spray on the basis of their ability to cause harm to the user. Those rated Class 1 are highly toxic. Classes 2 and 3 indicate moderate and mild toxicity, respectively. Class 4 agents are essentially non-toxic. The long, humid southern growing season gives us ample opportunity to enjoy our roses, but it gives black spot and other fungi ample opportunity to ruin them. So, many of us spray fungicides. These chemicals halt the growth cycle of fungi and, in some cases, even kill fungi. Bannermax, or propiconazole, is a popular fungicide, class 2 in terms of toxicity. Bannermax can irritate the eyes or the skin when exposed to its spray, but it can be absorbed when inhaled. If the exposure is sufficient, it can cause dizziness and drowsiness. Daconil is given the class 1 designation because it is exceptionally irritating to the eyes and potentially a carcinogen, that is, a cancer-causing agent, if there is a long-term exposure. Surprisingly, it is fairly non-toxic if ingested or inhaled. Mancozeb, or manzanate, and Compass are both class 3 chemicals because they irritate the eyes and the skin, but are also essentially non-toxic if inhaled. Mancozeb, however, is a known carcinogen in laboratory rats. So, to summarize, the main toxicity of fungicides is their ability to irritate the eyes and the skin. So protective eyewear, gloves, long sleeve shirts, and long pants are all indicated. Now, a variety of insects can harm our roses, and many of us spray insecticides when insect damage is evident. Some of these chemicals can kill humans in the same manner in which they kill insects if the exposure is large enough. But by exercising common sense, they can be used safely and effectively. All of the common chemical insecticides are rated class 3 by the EPA. Orthene is an insecticide belonging to the class of chemicals called organophosphates. They inactivate an enzyme called acetylcholinesterase in the insect, and the result is a virtual avalanche of acetylcholine activity inside the insect, causing hyperactivity of its nervous system until it, well, basically self-destructs. As opposed to the fungicides, insecticides are not really skin irritants. However, they can absorb into the bloodstream through the skin and through the lungs when inhaled. Minor exposure can cause temporary confusion or anxiousness. Moderate exposure can cause twitching of the muscles and even slowing of the heartbeat. Significant exposures can cause the sludge syndrome, S-L-U-D-G-E. That stands for salivation, lacrimation or tearing, urination, defecation, and general excretion. Sounds pleasant, doesn't it? High-level exposures in humans can cause seizures, coma, and death, which is basically how it kills tiny insects. Organophosphate poisoning has a specific antidote called atropine. In severe cases, it can be life-saving, and it is available in any emergency room. 7, or carbaryl, acts similarly to orthene, though it is a less potent toxin. Maverick can cause itching and burning of the skin, but is really not absorbed through the skin. Very large ingestions can cause incoordination and tremor, but inhalation is pretty non-toxic. Conserve SC, or Spinosad, is a popular insecticide derived from soil microorganisms. It can perhaps irritate the eyes if sprayed into them, but it is not toxic if inhaled or ingested. So the bottom line on insecticides is the big risk is ingestion by inhaling the vapors in the spray. Masks are definitely indicated. Remember, if you can smell it, you're absorbing it. Spider mites can defoliate a rose very quickly and are more likely to appear when insecticides have been used aggressively. Avid is a class 3 chemical and a powerful neurotoxin often used to prevent spider mites. Fortunately, the ingenious human body has a blood-brain barrier that denies Avid access to the brain, making it a safe chemical when used properly. Tetracan, another popular spider mite killing agent, is also class 3, is similarly non-toxic, but can cause redness and swelling of the skin and eyes. Phew! After all that, are you considering organic gardening? Really, though, with the right protective gear, you can have beautiful, disease-free roses that are devoid of insects without risking your health. By the way, do you know what to do in case of an accidental exposure? If chemicals get into your eyes, rinse them immediately with clean water and see an eye doctor if vision or comfort does not return to normal. For skin exposure, remove clothing and rinse well for 15 to 20 minutes all surfaces of the skin that have been exposed. In cases of inhalation, move quickly to fresh air. If there's any difficulty breathing, call the paramedics. For any oral ingestion or for any signs of organophosphate poisoning, call 911 or your poison control center immediately. Anywhere in the United States, poison control can be reached at 800-222-1222. Happy spraying! Just use common sense and protective gear.
The advice given in this segment is meant for basic informational purposes and is not intended as a replacement for the advice given to you by your physician. Consult with your doctor before making decisions concerning your health. This has been the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.